This baseball season, catch every pitch at Long Neck Sports Grill. Each location has 4K TVs, so you never miss a game. The menu is so extensive, you can get something different every time you visit. I love the wings. And no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. Locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. And when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a warm spring night on Long Neck's outdoor patio. Long Neck Sports Grill, this baseball season, stay late, come often.
All right, one thing really quickly here. The UC basketball game on Saturday is not going to happen. Bearcats remain on a pause, so much like last night, no game Saturday. The tilt against Tulane, though, which was Saturday's game, has been rescheduled, and it'll be played on Friday, February the 26th. No tip time as of yet. Meanwhile, tonight, right next door, Fox Sports 1360 has the season opener for the Columbus Blue Jackets as they skate at Nashville, first of back-to-back games on the road against the Predators. We have a realignment in the NHL this year caused by the pandemic, so you're going to get used to, depending on who your favorite team is, a lot of familiar opponents. They're going to play the Detroit Red Wings twice in about a 36-hour period next week, back-to-back games at home against Tampa Bay, back-to-back homes against home games against Florida. So that's the MO for the season, Jackets and Predators tonight, season opener on the Jackets Radio Network and Fox Sports 1360. Love bringing in the voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets, getting ready for tonight's broadcast. Bob McGilligan is with us. I appreciate the time as always, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mo. Long time no speak.
It's been a while. It's been since last summer. The whole I don't even know what day or month it is, but it's good to have you on. Let's talk about that structure of the season. We're going to play 54 games, hopefully without cancellations, postponements, all that stuff. We're not in a bubble, but 54 games in about a 110-day stretch. This is not the greatest question, because who knows how the pandemic is going to impact the sport, but what do you anticipate the next 4 months being like just across the league?
Well, I'll tell you what. When you talk about the league for every team is basically an 8-team league, because that's what they've done here is they've divided the league up. Actually, there are 3 8-team divisions in the United States, and all of the Canadian teams, which is 7 of them, they're all in their own division this year because the borders closed and you can't go back and forth. So you're basically in an 8-team league. You're going to see the other teams all the time. As you've already mentioned, that's one big thing that's a change this year. The other is 2-game series, which is going to be most of the time. You're going to play back-to-back against the same team, sometimes in a short span, as you mentioned, against Detroit. Other times you might play 2 times in 3 days, like they'll do against Nashville here tonight and then Saturday. So it's going to be strange, because I would imagine that teams are going to be sick of one another by the end of the regular season, because they will meet so many times. And then, Mo, get this. If you make the playoffs, the first 2 rounds of the playoffs, you have to play the same damn teams.
You know, it's funny, because you see in a playoff series, when we drag things to like games 5, 6, and 7, you could tell oftentimes guys are just tired of the players they've been skating with being hit by, and inevitably it devolves. I think you're going to see a lot of that during the regular season, just because these guys are going to get tired of skating against the same dudes.
Yes, I think so. And what I really want to see, and there's no way to find out until we start doing this, I want to see if it creates so much animosity that it becomes more of a physical game than it has been the last couple of years. We watched this sport go from, you know, the old joke that I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out. It went from that to where they barely touch one another anymore. It's all about speed and skill. So will it lean back the other way because you have guys that are just under your skin all the time, and it seems like every time you turn around, you have to play against that guy? You know, the people there, they, of course, the Cyclones are down there, and they've seen those games. And the old days when the Cincinnati Mighty Ducks were in town, like I was in the American Hockey League. I know the games would take forever there because the two teams are fighting all night long. It's not going to be that. I know it's not going to be that, but I wonder if it's going back that way at all just because of the frequency. And I will tell you this, Mo. If it does go that way, I'll be okay with it.
I would be fine with that, too. Sign me up for that. There's sort of an old-school feel to that. Let's talk about the team itself. It has felt like the weeks leading up to the season opener has been filled with conversation about maybe who's not going to be here a year from now or less than a year from now, who this might be the last season for with the Columbus Blue Jackets. It feels like some of those conversations have created a sense of urgency for this season. Is that an accurate way to put it?
Yeah, it's accurate. The only reason I'm hesitating is because I think that should be the conversation anyway. I mean, I think this team has gotten to the point where the expectations are to win the whole doggone thing. And you know, a couple years ago, nice to say that. It's nice to have the opportunity. But the guys on this team have been around so long together, and they've experienced so much, and they've had playoff wins and losses. I think this is the time, not just – I mean, yes, those things about contracts when they end or who wants to be here and who doesn't want to be here, they do factor in. But to me, you can take all of that out right now and just say, for this group that has been intact for so long, now's the time to step up and take it to another level. So that's where, to me, that's where the sense of urgency is before you even add all that other stuff in. That kind of stuff is, it's uncontrollable. I mean, this is sports. You know, guys' contracts are going to run out, and they're either going to want more money than a team wants to pay, or you're going to have to trade somebody to try to get better in some area, or some guy's going to say, you know, I just want to play in another city. All that stuff's going to happen. But the fact of the matter is you're experienced now, and you should be able to take another step, and that's why it should be urgent for them.
All right, so if they're going to take that next step, they're going to have to score more often, 27th in the league in goals per game last season. How does this team get more offense?
Well, great question. That is the question going into the season. But I think you have guys like Cam Atkinson, who is a guy that in the past has scored 40 goals and 30 goals in a season. You know, he was hurt a lot last year. He had a very subpar season. I think you're going to get some of those goals right there from a healthy Cam Atkinson, who is going to play with Max Domi, who they acquired in a trade during the offseason. He's a new centerman. I think he and Cam Atkinson and Nick Foligno are going to work together well. I think Foligno needs to bring a little bit of offense. I don't expect Nick to be a 25-goal guy anymore, but I think he needs to do more than he did last year. So I think that line has a lot of promise. The top line, which is Pierre-Luc Dubois, who I thought was hands down their best player in their training camp, which doesn't say much because the training camp was just them playing against each other. But he's with Oliver Bjorkstrand. Oliver Bjorkstrand was great last year, and he got hurt two different times, and he was still great. So I think he's becoming a breakout player in the league. So that line's going to be important. They bring in a guy, Mikhail Grigorenko, who's a former first-round pick of the Buffalo Sabres. He played in Buffalo, played in Colorado, went back to Russia and played for a couple of years. He wants to be back in the NHL. He wants to be in the best league in the world. They put him on that line. He does have a scoring touch. You know, he's got to chip in with it. But then you've got guys like Alexander Texier, who's a young kid. He's basically played a year in the National Hockey League, but he's got a lot of upside and a lot of potential. They're going to need guys like him to not overachieve. They're going to need him to get better. They're going to need him to start putting up more points. And really, if they're going to do it, that's where it's going to come from. It's going to come from some young guys that now have some experience that need to take their game up to another level.
Given the fact you and I talked, and it feels like a lifetime ago, before last season started in October, and one of the big questions was about goaltending, and I think, you know, most of us walked away from the season pretty happy with the way they answered those questions about goaltending and team defense. Can they be even better this season?
Yeah, they can be, because last year, we were, you know, you and I were speculating, you know, what are the goalies going to be like? Do you have what you think you have? And then you had, you know, the new guy coming in, Elvis Merzlikins, who lost his first 7 NHL starts and looked completely lost. And the other guy was on his way to the All-Star game, and then he got hurt. And then Elvis all of a sudden looked like an All-Star himself. So they are more proven than they were last year, for sure. I think I feel better at that position. I didn't mind it last year, but I like it this year. So that's good. And the defense is still, I think this is still a really good defense. You're basically returning the guys that are going to play tonight. 5 of the 6 have been here for a couple of years. The 6th guy is Michael Delzato, who has kind of bounced around the league a little bit, played for John Tortorella with the New York Rangers years ago. He knows Torts knows him, and he has a little bit of, offensive pop to his game too. So, I think, defense and goaltending, let me put it to you this way. I'm not worried about defense. This team knows how to play a great team defense, so that's not a problem. Goaltending, I feel good about, but there was no long training camp. There were no preseason games against other opponents. I think goaltending in the league as a whole is going to be slow in getting started this year. I think you're going to see a lot of high-scoring games early, and then as the goaltenders get settled in, those scores will start to go down. That's what I think is the biggest challenge for the goaltenders, Mo, is they haven't seen regular traffic. They haven't been bumped around the way they're going to in the regular season. They haven't been screened the same way they're going to be in the regular season. I think, like when you start a baseball season, who has the advantage, the pitchers or the hitters, all that kind of stuff. You know, oh, it's cold. The hitters don't like to hit in the cold. The pitcher has the advantage. I think the shooters are going to have the advantage over the goalies early on.
I'll be listening tonight. I am greatly anticipating a chance to be able to make the trip up north and go see the Jackets in person. I hope to God that happens at some point this season. If not, in the interim, I'll be listening this evening. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, and I hope that you're right, and I hope you get that opportunity, because I think I speak for everybody, not in sports but in the world. We've got to get back to our lives here at some point. Yeah. So thanks, Mo.
You got
Appreciate it.
Appreciate
it. Love talking to you, and love talking to everybody in Cincy.
Love having you on, Bob. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
It's Bob McGilligan, the voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets. They're in Nashville to skate against the Predators. By the way, Terrence, you notice what I did there, okay? So, admittedly, there's not a ton of hockey interviews on this show. The Cyclones, unfortunately, aren't playing. We have Bob McGilligan on the show maybe 3-4 times a year at certain stages of the season. I like talking to him. But did you see what I did there? I did the hockey interview, and I referred to their defense. It's not defense. It's defense in hockey. You know, I'm no rookie. According to the guy in the morning show down the hall, I'm uptight, but I know my hockey. It's defense. The game is tonight on Fox Sports 1360. Pregame starts at 7:30, and the puck drops at 8 o'clock. 16 minutes away from 5 o'clock. Steve Wolf. Steve Wolf, he'll talk about college basketball. I'll ask him about defense. In basketball, it's defense. Hockey, it's defense. It's also offense. I wasn't going there. Steve will join us to talk some college hoops coming up at 5:20. There is some really, really, really good news about the Reds. I just need someone to tell the Reds the good news. Coming up at 5:05 on ESPN 1530 Cincinnati Sports Station.
This baseball season, catch every pitch at Long Neck Sports Grill. Each location has 4K TVs, so you never miss a game. The menu is so extensive, you can get something different every time you visit. I love the wings, and no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. Locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood, and when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a warm spring night on Long Neck's outdoor patio. Long Neck Sports Grill, this baseball season, stay late, come often.